Oh,
yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
Boot camp was horrible. I mean, I got sick. I got like 103 fever or something like that. You know, I lost 10 pounds in a week.
Tearing us apart, you know, making us pit each other against each other.
They want us to understand hardship, exhaustion. We're only getting a couple hours of sleep at night. We're wet, we're cold, you know.
The hard thing was just getting over the narcissism and the selfishness of being an actor, which is innate, and then becoming a team and forming a team over the course of the 6 or 7 days of boot camp, and then the 5 months of being together before we filmed.
And it really made us brothers more than anything.
You know, after a while, it becomes home, you know, that's the deal.
I'll tell you, there's nothing ergonomical about a tank, but you can lose a limb, and when the turret turns, you're always getting something they call turret rash from banging on the metal. There's also this feeling like when you put your head underwater in a swimming pool, you know, that it's peaceful and it drowns out the outside world.
I started getting very, you know, we all became very possessive and territorial over the tank.
We actually built a tank interior set, went to incredible lengths, and we were able to pull panels out and place cameras and lights, but everything worked. The turret moved, the guns fired. It was very technical, and it drove me insane because it took forever. My family lived the history. And it's an honor, you know, to return to Europe, see where the war happened, and understand, you know, just what was at stake and how important that was for the world.
For me, it's not about this war specifically, in a winning side or a losing side or American jingoism. Or me, this thing reads, and I'm moved by the same thing I was moved by when I read All Quiet on the Western Front, which a German infantryman's perspective in World War I. It's that cumulative psychic trauma that we ask our soldiers to endure, and what is the real toll on their psyche?
Every man in my family, aside from me, has fought in a war, and my dad coming back from Vietnam was totally against the war. When he came back, he was a veteran who came back and felt that he had been used. And so he wouldn't allow me to join or be involved. And so this was kind of rebellious and like wish fulfillment.